Hey there, it's Calvin, and we're getting ready for our second stop on the Kix FM River Country Golf Tour. And our next stop is going to be the Five Star Golf Club near Falair. And I have Tammy LaFlamme, the golf course manager, on the phone with me. How are you doing today, Tammy?
I'm doing great. Thanks.
We're really excited to come up there for our second stop on the tour. And it'll be my first time up there. I'm sure Damien's golfed there before. But as a first-timer, maybe I'll ask right away, what your favorite hole is, so what I can expect to see out there, and what kind of tricks are there to the course?
Well, our course is pretty basic. Like, the one by the river is always a good hole, you know. Got to keep it out of the river. And that's a shorter hole, so that would be hole number 3. We've switched the format of our golf course this year, so try to switch things up and keep everybody on their toes. We now, our hole 1 is at a new position. So that keeps it interesting out there.
That's good to know. Maybe it'll give me a leg up over Damien. So I see you have a few events coming up in the next month or so. I see you have something going on July 24th and then a couple things in August. Maybe tell me about those events and what they are.
Well, on July 24th is our couples tournament, which is actually full, booked up completely already. We had a really good response to that. And that is always a great time. We do a 18 holes, including like lunch and supper, and it's always a great time. Late nights, those ones. And then in August we have our two ball best ball cash scramble, and that usually draws in people from all over the area. That's a big draw for that one because the prizes are bigger and there's more cash to be won. So that usually brings in your more advanced golfers. And the couples tournament is more of a fun tournament. Like, there's, you know, fun prizes and stuff, but it's not a big cash grab.
Okay. And you said it's full, so obviously for next season, people should get on top of signing up for that. But
oh, I would definitely, yeah, book ahead.
Do you have a wait list just in case people still want to sign up? Just
yeah,
in case?
I absolutely do.
Okay, perfect. So you heard it. If you still want to sign up for that, there is a wait list, but you might be able to get into the couples tournament. What kind of specials do you run during the week for golf? I know lots of courses do a men's night, ladies' night, and that sort of stuff. So what do you have to
Yeah, we have our men's night on Thursday night, which is a buck a hole. And then they have little games that are organized with the organizer of the men's night. And Wednesday is our ladies' night, which is the same. Ladies' golf for $9 a round. And we're really trying to promote our ladies' night. We'd like to get to see more ladies out here on Wednesday nights. We have a really good group of ladies that are always supporting us on Wednesdays, but we'd like to see that group increase. Spread the word that we have our ladies' night, and it starts at 7 o'clock.
Okay. So
and,
not
yeah.
too late.
No,
not
no.
too late in the evening. Okay, that's a good time. It's twilight golf almost, but it's nice. It's nice and peaceful when it's that time of day.
Oh, and it's beautiful. It's not too hot. It's actually really nice time of night to golf.
All right. So I guess, what other kind of amenities do you have there? I see you have a grill. What is your favorite thing to order, and what would you recommend people get?
Oh, the food here. Food here is excellent, but seems like our chicken Caesar wrap is a very popular item. Our poutine is a very popular item. We make homemade soups daily. Our chicken Caesar wrap is one of our most popular, and our burgers are all homemade. We make them here, and that's a popular item is our five-star burger.
Ooh, that sounds good. I might have to try
double
something.
Double burger
then.
With bacon and mushroom, and yeah, it's delicious. And the beer cart runs on men's night, and we have our beer cart out on the weekends for the golfers. So we're always there for a cold drink. We keep that beer cart going pretty regularly on the weekends.
And I saw you also have camping available, so if people want to camp out, is there any more information about the campsite?
Well, we have six seasonal lots that are all booked up for this year. So once again, if you would like to reserve a seasonal lot, you'd have to do that early on in the year because they book up fast. And we also have our group camping area that's with our beautiful shelter that they built last year. And it's pretty much booked up every weekend now. Like we're busy with camping. We have a cancellation list for camping also. But, yeah, every weekend this summer has been booked up for our group camping area. So it's wonderful. We're busy, and you know, we've got the river where people, you know, hang out at the river and they can golf, and there's quadding trails, and it's a beautiful, beautiful place to come out and visit.
And it definitely sounds like a great place to spend a weekend. You just said there's lots to do, so not only if you're just a golfer, there's all that other stuff to do as well. I saw that there was an event on August 7th. It said a golf cart poker rally. Is that a golf event, or is that like a fun, like I've heard of poker runs before. Is that kind of the same?
That is, yeah, it's a fun thing. It doesn't involve the course. It's more, there's check stops throughout Five Star that people have to go and collect their cards, and it's actually a very fun day. We have prizes and silent auctions, and yeah, it doesn't, it's not, people can still come out and golf that day. You just have to go to the check stops and pick up your cards to get your hand. But, yeah, the course is open to the public that day. Anybody can participate. You just have to come into the clubhouse and buy your hand. And then they'll give you a list of where all the check stops are. You go pick up your cards, and then at 5 o'clock, best hand wins.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Like I said, I've done some poker runs before, but it'd be interesting to do it in a golf cart rather than, like, a vehicle or a boat.
Or
snowmobile. Yeah. I guess my last thing I'd ask you is, what is your best score on the course? What is your, I guess, the best you've ever played at Five Star?
Oh, boy. My best score. Still probably the low 50s. Like, I don't get out there as much as I should. Like, I probably golfed more when I wasn't managing. So, I'm still trying to find my groove and get better, but yeah, low 50s is probably my best score, 51. And we're a par 3 course, but it's a beautiful course. Our groundskeepers keep this course looking very beautiful. They work hard at it.
And I have the website pulled up right now, and I'm looking at some of the photos, and it does look like exquisite, like really green and nice. And I guess I forgot to ask, do you have like putting greens and stuff and like warm-up facilities for golfers before they head out off the first tee?
Yeah, right outside the clubhouse we have a putting green, and then we have a driving net that people can practice at right by the clubhouse.
Awesome. And if anyone is looking for more information or just wanting to phone the shop, what's the best way to do that?
Probably call 780-837-2100, and that's the clubhouse number, and that's the best number to call, or check out our website or our Facebook page.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Tammy, and looking forward to coming and golfing your course for the golf tour.
Great. I can't wait to see you. We'll be here. It's Tuesday, right, I believe?
Yes, Tuesday, July 13th.
You bet. Okay, well, we'll see you then.
See you then. Have a great day.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.